This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Paula Campbell. She's a Carlinville Post-Prom Committee member. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Thank you.
Paula, we're going to discuss today Carlinville's Got Talent, and that's going to be the Post-Prom's fundraiser for this year. And last year you had sort of a special event, and I thought maybe we'd just revisit that for a moment. How did last year's event go?
It was amazing. We hosted Dancing with the Stars, and we had a lot of local celebrities that came out and helped us promote that event, and put on an amazing show. And so we wanted to follow up this year and do something similar and see if we can top it, see if we can have an even better show.
And that being, it's going to be a little different, maybe a little dancing, a little entertainment, but maybe you'd like to talk about this year's event. We've Got Talent that's going to sort of change format.
Yes. So today we're going to host Carlinville's Got Talent. In brainstorming, the committee talked a lot about different ways in which we could expand the event from last year, and we decided to go with Carnival's Got Talent. It would allow for different types of talent to be focused on from the Carnival and surrounding area. So this year we have several people participating, and they're going to be sharing their talents everywhere from dancing to singing to playing an instrument, whether a ukulele, a guitar, a piano, and singing a cappella. So we're really excited about the range of talent that's going to be at the show, and hopefully it'll draw in an even larger crowd, and we'll give everyone a fun family evening of entertainment.
And with these variety of acts, I guess like last year, there will be probably a limit of how long people can perform each of their, I guess, sets, you would say?
Yes. So each performer must present at least a one-minute program and no longer than 3 minutes. Those are the protocols that they were given. Then they will... We'll do our introductions, and then each act will perform their first act. At the end of those first acts, our judges will then give some comments and give them scores on their act at the end of each one. And then at the end of Act 1, we will have a slight intermission, and the people, the audience, will be able to then place their votes. Their votes are in the form of cash, and each performer will have a box set up labeled with their name, and the audience can put cash in their box to vote. Then during Act 2, at the end of each performance, the judges will again give their comments, and then we will have junior students go through the audience and pick up the audience's votes, again cash, and we'll place those in the appropriate actor's box. And then at the end of the show, we will give two different awards. We will give a Grand Champion Award, which is voted on by the judges, and then we will give a People's Choice Award, which is voted on by the audience. And so we're really excited about this opportunity. Last year, this helped us, the post-prom committee, raise around $7,500. So we're hoping to match or go over that this year.
As you say, this is a fundraiser, and people will be able to vote for the various acts that will be performing that evening. And, of course, we probably should bring up this time, too, for those who would like to come and be voting and see what's going on. What's the admission this year for the Carlinville's Got Talent?
Yes, it's $10 for adults and $5 for students K through 12. So we thought we'd try to keep the price reasonable for that, like if you were going to the movies or something to that nature, the price would stay in that. We hope that this price range will allow most families to be able to attend and enjoy the program.
And you were talking about they'll be judged, sort of a special person returning back to Carlinville that's going to be among the judges, and I thought we'd sort of talk about the judges who will be doing it. And first off, one probably very well known, at least in the sports world, from Carlinville. And you'd probably like to tell everybody who that is.
Yeah, we're very excited. We have a Carnival Rays star that's coming to be one of our judges. Tunde Ridley is coming. He is a world-class champion athlete. He's won in the track and world field. He's won champions, winning in both the 100-meter and 200-meter track events. He was a world champion. He is a four-time USA Track and Field Master Nationals champion and a three-time NCAA All-American Division I. So it's amazing the kind of talent that we can raise in the Carlinville area, and we're excited that he's willing to come and contribute to our program by being a judge. And Tunde went on beyond his athletics ability, has went on to serve and is now a U.S. Navy fitness facilities and personnel. He leads that for the U.S. Navy. He's one of the world's largest performance programs. His leadership impacts over 350,000 sailors worldwide. So we're really excited to have him with us with this program, honoring us by coming and promoting this event, and we're excited to promote him as well. So, and along our other judges, we also have some other amazing judges too. We have Lexi Haley, who is a middle school teacher, and we're excited that she's helping us out. And then we have Ken Garrison, who is well known as well, being one of our judges from the high school. And then we have Brian Zelm as well, willing to be our judge. So we think with these four judges, we will be able to provide a lot of entertainment, work with our contestants, and give us a good show.
In relationship to Carlinville's Got Talent, I thought we'd talk a little bit about your raising funds for the post-prom. And post-prom sort of important. Maybe just a little brief talk about post-prom and why people have a post-prom and why to raise the funds for it. If you would just give us a little bit of a summary.
Oh, of course. You know, post-prom is, as the name leads, kind of after prom, after party type event. Years ago, there were no after party events for kids to go to, and there was lots of concerns about kids wanting to still, you know, have a fun night and maybe engaging in at-risk activities. And we started the post-prom as a way to allow the kids to have after-prom activities in a safe way. So we go and use the DiMeggio Center. We rent lots of different entertaining devices, like blow-up devices. We've done different bounce houses and brought in different entertainment for the kids, and we go from 11 o'clock after prom ends to 4 a.m. We provide food and entertainment for the kids and a lot of prizes for them as well to encourage them to have a safe after prom. We don't want kids out drinking and driving or participating in any other at-risk behaviors. We just want them to encourage them to have a great time and to learn to do that in a safe manner.
In addition to the funds raised that evening, you have some sponsors. Maybe you'd like to recognize the sponsors for Carlinville's Got Talent this year?
Yes, we're excited to announce that Carlinville National Bank and Trust, U.S. Bank, and Bacon Trust Company, along with Richard Oswald's State Farm Insurance, are all sponsoring our event this year. Their sponsorships will help cover any of the costs that we have, so that way 100% of the money that's earned through this event can go straight to the post-prom program.
And as we come to the end of the show, if you'd like to give another reminder concerning times, price of admission, or anything you'd like to throw out there, and go right ahead.
Got Talent will be on January 26th at the Carlinville High School gym. Doors will open at 6 p.m. The show will start at 7 p.m. We expect the show to be about an hour and a half long. The cost of admission is $10 for adults, $5 for students K through 12. If you want to pick up tickets ahead of time, you can pick them up at the Carnville Michelle's Pharmacy, or look, message me online on the Carnville Post Proms Facebook page, and we'll get you tickets.
Paula, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.